very glorious moment in this week's parsha that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz put a tremendous damper on. At the moment that Klal Yisrael proclaimed Zek Heli Vanveyu, Rashi says they were able to kaviyachol point to the Shechina with a finger. Medrash says, Mashara Shivcha Bayom Lo Roy Cheskel Bembuzi Biyamav. What even a simple maidservant saw, she encountered things that Yecheskel Bembuzi, when seeing the Maaser Merkava, she saw greater things than that. But Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal, in his inimitable style, said, Aber de Shivcha is gebleibt a Shivcha. But the Shivcha remained, despite the tremendous experience that she had. It didn't transform her. Klal Yisrael wasn't transformed. Ultimately, Klal Yisrael complained, did terrible averus at Har Sinai after Kabbalah HaTorah. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz screamed and admonished us that we have to be extremely, extremely careful that the greatest of spiritual experiences, what the Avrichim and Grus are able to have, that Rav Miller Shlita describes as a bechina of the Dor HaMidbar, to have almost everything provided for them, and what the Bechurim here have in their opportunity to sit and learn, it's an opportunity that you're not going to have such shalva. Beis Hashem, everybody should only have shalom and bracha their entire lives, but such shalva without anything else to worry about, and with all the beautiful Rabbeim around, it could all become an Israel experience, and that experience will come, and it will go, and will still remain a shifcha. How do we prevent it? How do we make sure that those experiences that we have, that they really, really stick? Now, Rabotai, before I go on, I want to make a note about Mussar in general. There are, for our purposes, two different types of Mussar. One type of Mussar is, like we spoke about last week, what I would call motivational Mussar. And that's extremely, extremely important. And that is a Mussar that tries to get us to realize, last week we spoke about how great our potential is. One of the greatest Bali Mussar had a different style. Great Rabbi Yerucham of Mir had what I would describe, for lack of a better term, a deeply lamdusha style of Mussar. It was very, very deep. It didn't motivate so much by rousing the Talmidim in their emotions, but it had a tremendous amount of depth, and then when a person begins to think, as you're going to see in a moment of what Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal developed, then hopefully it brings us to a place that is holier and that is better. So bear with me for 2 minutes to develop a deep idea from Rabbi Yerucham on these psukim. Rabbi Yerucham has the following chakira, following shaila. What happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself through the miracle at Yam Suf? Is it the pshat that Klal Yisrael was in a terrible predicament? God saved them and thereby revealed himself? That's possibility number one. Or possibility number two is no. It was time for Klal Yisrael to have a transformative experience to encounter God. At this stage of their gestation, at this stage of their birth as a nation. And in order for God to reveal himself for this transformative experience, he needed to save Klal Yisrael. Which one is the horse and which one is the carriage? Rabbi Yerucham claims, Ba'amevin Yavin, the Beis Halevi, also in different contexts says a similar idea, that what happened was the second, not the first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't save Klal Yisrael to save them, and thereby we have an encounter with God. Listen carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us at every moment to come closer and closer to Him, to become deeper, holier, and more profound people. And He gives experiences to create that phenomenon. So it's possibility number two, not possibility number one. In other words, every experience that you and I have is for one purpose and one purpose only, is to deepen our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. His world is one. It's not that there is an essence of God and then God has His actions. God's essence we experience in different ways. And I want to talk about two of them. One of them are through a HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to deepen His relationship with it, so therefore He provides Nisim. And the other is through His Torah. And you'll see in a moment what this has to do with Musar and what this has to do with Masharah Shivcha Bayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, says Rabbi Yerucham. And therefore, for that reason, the experiences that we have, not the pshat that there are two distinct things. There is an event, and therefore a person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather, the experience itself is, by definition, a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Just for a moment, if I could go a drop deeper, with this we could understand the meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'oraisa. Another opportunity we'll talk about Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'oraisa Chadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah is one. There's a famous encounter that an individual had with Aristotle. Legend is Aristotle. I have no idea whether it's actually Aristotle himself, but it's not important which philosopher it was. And the philosopher was known for his moral theory. And the philosopher was caught doing something that was unbecoming, was inconsistent with his own theory of philosophy. And he was asked, wait a second, in Shir, in lecture, your college lecture, you said differently. So he turned to the fellow, he said, isn't there a fellow Pythagorean? Is Pythagorean a triangle? Pythagorean was a mathematician, right? Says, just because there's two halachos, there's two things. One is the person and his idea, and the other is his action. They're two indistinct. That's a pirud of MS. That's a separation and a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate bechina of MS, Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is one. That's what we said tonight. Echad. Everything is one. The experience and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one and the same. And that's the meaning also that Oraisa and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one. God is not a distinct entity and He has distinct ideas. Ano nafshi kasvi yovis, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are His ideas. They're not disparate. And the event are not disparate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. They are also one. This explains something else about the description here in the Medrash. Mashara, Shivcha, Bayam, Lora, Yecheskel, Bembuzi, Biyamav, Lechura, they're two different things. One is that the Shivcha saw a miracle. The other is that Yecheskel saw the essence of God. The answer is no. The essence of God and events are the exact same thing. What Rav Kook described as God in history. They're all one. The encounter with the essence is Kaviyachol, the essence Himself. What happens, Rabbosai? We are no different than that philosopher. How do we perceive events? We have experiences. But not all of those experiences do we translate and define and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between an Israel experience, that he simply experienced a great year in Israel, and someone who had a transformative experience. Now, I want to apply this in a couple ways very practically in terms of how we could go about, in our Avodas Hashem, actualizing this message. It's very, very good, Baruch Hashem, when Talmidim come over, and you should know when you go over and you say thank you to a Rebbe, you tell him that you enjoy his Sichas Musar. Rabbeim don't get paid very well. And it's good that we don't get a lot of kavod. If we don't, that's good for our souls. But there's one thing that really that gives a Rebbe more cost than anything else. And that is when someone comes over and he says very sincerely and beautifully, I enjoyed the shir tonight. But what does that mean? What does it mean you enjoyed the shir? You ready to tweet it? Is that what you're going to start doing? Tell me you're going to start tweeting in the middle of Sichas Musar. What does it mean? The shir, the Musar, what does that mean? Now, Rabbosai, this is a serious, serious question as we're sitting in Batei Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, that Baruch Hashem, many Talmidim are coming from the States to learn. But people have begun to point out that we, the Rabbis, are sometimes guilty of what has been codified, so now a new phrase in the lexicon of Jewish education, called edutainment. The combination, a little bit of education, a little bit of entertainment, edutainment. And that's exactly the trap. Exactly the trap of Mashiro Shivcha Bayam. And that is that you have a nice Shabbos, a great experience, but all it is an Israel experience, and the transformational component of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes one with us in that experience, which is the essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how we perceive Him and relate to Him is entirely lost, and then we fall into the same trap of Mashiro Shivcha Bayom L'Roi Cheskel Mabuzi Bin Yomav. There are so many experiences that Talmidim are having, both in learning and in the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, seeing the beauty of Gedolei Torah, but they simply become an Israel experience. I was watching a video of kids before Rav Yashiv Zatzal passed away, and it seemed like I noticed that there was a boy who passed by three times to shake Rav Yashiv's hand. I realized what happened was that the friend didn't catch the picture right. So he went and he did it again. Because it didn't happen, the picture. The whole event is all about taking the picture. That's exactly the problem of edutainment. So I have two requests. Number one, the Ramban says, every single time a person finishes learning or has a meaningful experience, he has to ask himself, what can I take from that experience for me, for myself, in my relationship with Kudsha Brichu? Kishikom me'aseifer, but the Ramban is not only talking about when a person learns, certainly when a person learns, but every single one of these special experiences that an individual has. How does that experience transform my relationship with Kudsha Brichu? Bakasha. I have to say that I doubt that this bakasha will be fulfilled, but still the Rabbeim are still supposed to request, and that is that I beg of you. I beg of the Talmidim. Please don't force your Rabbeim to simply become entertainers. Raise yourself up to them. raise yourself up so that you will be able to chap and grab the beauty of their Torah, and to make sure that we don't turn the beautiful educational enterprise of Talmudim from the United States to Eretz Yisrael simply into edutainment. And if you do that, then you won't remain a shifa. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us be zocha mimikadoshim shemayim.